Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, June 1st, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We prepared this message right here from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And our desire again this day is to encourage you. Today's message is titled, An Enemy Did This. The scripture text is from Matthew chapter 13, verses 27 and 28.
Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from? He replied, An enemy did this.
Today I want to follow up on yesterday's message, which was based upon the parable of the sower. As I have often mentioned, Brooksine is a diligent home gardener. She was watering her new seedlings at 5:30 this morning. We enjoy sharing photos of her flowers on this site, and on the site today we have a picture of one of her favorite roses, a beautiful yellow rose close up. She also has an herb and vegetable garden that is more practical, although not necessarily as beautiful. There are a lot of steps to caring for her plants, and one of them is weeding. I help her some, but I must admit, I find weeding very frustrating. She's nodding right now. We can always add things on the podcast. And I'm thinking of where I weed is between the cracks in a brick little walkway we have, and she never weeds that. Well, weeding's tough because they always come back, and there's a sense I say, so why bother? As I shared yesterday, a reality in both crop farming and home gardening is the importance of weed control, which is a fundamental truth in Christian discipleship as well. The Bible uses weeds to illustrate hindrances to our growth as Christians. In the parable of the sower, Jesus emphasized his plan that the seed of his word be fruitful in his followers. But some seed was sown among the thorns, analogous to weeds, which choked the word just as it was developing.
Although the parable of the sower is the most familiar of the kingdom parables in Matthew 13, there's a second, less familiar parable called the Parable of the Weeds. It begins in verse 24. The parable is rather short, and you could read it here.
Actually, when I say here on the website, there's a link that would take you to Bible Gateway.
It speaks of a landowner who sowed good seed in his field. But while he slept, his enemy came in and sowed weeds. Later, when the weeds appeared beside the intended crop, his servants asked two questions.
Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? I'm pretty sure they knew the answer to this question was yes, and we know from the text that was certainly the case. They were just baffled by the problem. See, the deficiency was not in the quality of the seed. For in this parable, the landowner represents God, who always sows good seed.
Secondly, they asked him, where then did the weeds come from? Isn't that the very question we often raise in our own lives, even in the midst of God's working in our hearts? The answer in the parable, as stated by the landowner, expresses a vital truth.
An enemy did this. Later, in explaining the parable, Christ plainly says, the enemy that sowed them is the devil. Indeed, this enemy continues his dastardly work in individual hearts, and his venomous forces are visible in family units and in the world overall. We must follow some good advice. I recall as a child we had a vegetable garden in our backyard. My mom would remind me, you've got to keep up with the weeds.
Now, I don't attribute the weeds in our flower and vegetable gardens to a literal enemy, but they're sure a reminder of the truth of this parable we share today. Today may God help each of us as we continue to overcome the work of our arch enemy in keeping up with the weeds.
In our Christian journey, there's always going to be an ensuing battle with our enemy. But we can be encouraged as we contemplate the verse that reminds us that we are more than conquerors. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Let's pray together. Just like the persistent weeds, our enemy is ever on the attack trying to choke out the word of God. Father, we thank you that we can go on the offensive, recognizing that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Help us to be vigilant in sin's fierce war, remembering that the crown awaits the conquest as you lead us by your glorious might. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, what a joy to join with you today, and we're pleased that you've chosen to take a few moments in your schedule to listen to our message today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have several additional features and notes on the website today, including a couple photos, one of the yellow rose I mentioned in the text of the message, another of a close-up of kind of a technique in gardening someone noted yesterday in a photo, and Brooksine explains it. We also have just some personal notes about God's work in our lives today, as well as a link to that particular parable of the weeds, that you can read the entire parable in the context. We always want to encourage that. Well, have a blessed day, a blessed weekend. Whenever you read this, may you have the assurance of God's steadfast love and care and a renewed daily resolve to follow the Lord.